Good morning. It is Sunday, May the 5th, and this is Ask the Mayor. I'm Chris Duffy, joined as always by Mayor Patrick Taylor. And Mayor Taylor, we didn't get a chance to talk about it on last week's show, but I would like to give a shout out to the Three River Fly Fishing Tournament, which wrapped up last weekend. Always a great event here in town. I actually got to see the banquet from the other side of the glass on the veranda. I was having dinner there that night, and the banquet was in the next room. Looked like a very lively event, and I know while you didn't participate in the tournament itself, you did have a role in the post-tournament festivities.
That is correct. I wasn't able to fish this year. I love trout fishing. The tournament, this is its ninth year. It was a great success, and I donated one of my pottery jugs with a trout on it, and also a coffee cup that had a trout on it, and then a platter in the shape of a trout. And I donated that to the auction, because not only do they raise money by way of entry fees for the tournament, they have sponsors, and then they have the silent auction. And this year they raised, I think, over $19,000, the most they've ever raised in the tournament. And the wonderful thing about this whole event is that the money that they raise goes to the Highlands Scholarship Fund for any graduate from the Highland School to receive some type of financial support for going on to college. Now, I'll make a quip here. You know, in the news nationally, we've heard these outrageous stories about parents paying thousands of dollars to get their kids into
millions
school.
Millions even. Yeah.
Yet here in Highlands, we've had this wonderful tradition for decades to where we have the scholarship fund. It's administered by the town by special legislation from Raleigh, but we administer that fund. The committees already met this year to determine how much each student will get in scholarship money, but it's just a wonderful program, because every kid that's leaving the Highland School, if they're going on to any type of schooling, higher education, vocational education, whatever, if they're going to continue to improve their skills and extend their education, the community wants to support them by providing a small but important scholarship for each student. And the other thing that I think is just wonderful is that as long as they stay in school and are making progress toward completing a degree or a program, they can reapply every year and continue to receive some support from the town. I think that deadline for reapplication is always April 15th, like on tax day. Yeah. But if they will just reapply, the committee continues to provide funding for those students. So that was a great event, and my hat's off to Hillary and Chris Wiltz, the Highlands hiker, former Mayor David Wiltz, who had the vision of creating this program. It's been a wonderful success story for Highlands.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I understand that progress is being made on the water tank construction, and it's quite a project. If people haven't seen one of these things up close, they are large pieces of construction, and I understand that the foundation for the new tank is going to take quite a bit.
Well, Chris, people might notice sometimes, especially in the morning, you see the mayor riding around in his 2001 red Toyota pickup truck. I'm not goofing off. I'm actually looking at what's going on in the town and kind of taking mental notes. So last week I went up to Satula to look at the progress that was being made on the water tank. I got out of the car, and lo and behold, they had just created the circular form and were tying the steel off for pouring the concrete base. And the project manager was telling me that they planned on using over 100 yards of concrete to make sure that base is properly poured. What struck me about that whole project is it's making good progress. And, you know, the tank will be, you know, completed sometimes in the latter part of the summer. But bringing in 100 yards of concrete on the Tula Road, that's a lot of trucking, a lot of weight. It has to be done. And after this whole water tank is complete and we're operating it, we will then go back and pave Satula, the whole length of it that the town owns, after all of the construction is over. But to have put, you know, asphalt down while they're running those trucks would have been, you know, just foolish, because it would be torn up. But the folks up there, if they'll just be patient, as soon as we finish this project, the final part of the project is to pave the road.
Well, on that note, of course, this past week, paving wrapped up on North 5th Street. Looks a nice new roadway there. And I understand it's not going to get striped just yet. There's a separation between the paving and the striping.
Somewhat. And I noticed that we had a striping truck, I think, on location this past week. And I was talking to Public Works Director Lamar Nix, and he was saying, yes, we'll stripe that new paving on 5th and Carolina Way, but also we plan on restriping all of the roads in town that the town actually owns. And as I said before, and I've talked with Lamar about this, it used to be that they used oil-based and, if you will, even lead-based paint to stripe the roads. There were environmental concerns. But one thing that paint did, it stayed there for a long period of time. Now the new rules require that they use a water-based paint, and with that you diminish the environmental impact, but you also do not have striping that lasts as long. And that's why we're going to go back in some areas, I believe on Maple Street and other places, and restripe them, although we did that just a while ago. It just doesn't last as long, but it's important to keep our roads maintained. You know, we've been talking about paving a lot, and we'll continue to talk about paving a lot in the coming year or so because we've got a lot to do.
Mr. Mayor, in the news recently has been, I guess what you could say, the fallout or the consequences of Operation Jawbreaker, a major multi-jurisdiction drug trafficking bust that happened in our area. And I understand you're getting a lot of inquiries about that.
I do. I get questions about what are we doing and how are we controlling the situation. The answer is we are not. The courts control that situation. Right. That is their jurisdiction. And the mayor and even the police chief and the town manager and the town board, we are observers like any other citizens because, you know, justice has to be followed and done. So we're not involved in this. I can say from being the former magistrate, I can describe some of the things that happened. Some people wonder about people in bonds and how they got out of the detention center and so forth. And when I was a magistrate, I would have to set bonds. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my bonds would be high and somebody would be in the detention center and they would go before a state judge or a superior court judge, and they would have legal representation, and the judge would review the bond and make a decision to adjust it or lower the bond. And that helps people sometimes make the bond and leave the detention center before their trial. So, you know, constitutionally, everybody has a right to a bond, except in extreme cases such as, you know, with murder cases. And people have the right to work to try to make that bond. So I was reading in the newspaper also this week, and, you know, some of the people that have been charged, they have court dates coming up this summer in June, and the wheels of justice will move forward. People that are on bond or who've made bond, if they don't show up for their court date, then the law and bondsmen and other people become very involved in making sure that they appear before the judges and appear in court. So That's where we are on that. You know, the wheels of justice will move forward.
Mr. Mayor, this past week, the town convened a special meeting, and I understand it was related to the broadband project.
That is right. It was rather a procedural meeting. We have to sometimes meet to approve the authorization of funds. Mm-hmm. And this had to do with basically the make-ready process for building the fiber optic network. One of the things that we have to do before that contractor comes on and actually starts running wires on our utility poles, we have to move some electrical equipment in what we call the neutral zone or the area where our electrical lines are carrying the current. That takes a special crew to do that. So the money that we appropriated, I think $130,000, will go toward hiring a private electrical contractor who will now come in and make those changes so that contractor who will actually install the fiber can proceed. So it's a series of steps that we have to follow. Actually, it's indicative of the fact that we're moving very quickly to start building this network as soon as possible.
Speaking of the town finances, I understand you've got another budget workshop coming up just this Thursday.
That is correct. At 3 o'clock at the Conference Center, we'll be having probably our final budget workshop. Our staff, our town manager, have all been working on crunching the numbers and pulling together the budget based on the feedback that they have received from the town board, starting with the town retreat and also with the previous workshop. So we will be doing, in a way, a final review for the budget before it is presented to the town board in May, and then we will have a public hearing in June and hopefully make a final approval. I call this the paving and water lines budget because a lot of the allocations will go toward running water lines, for example, out on split rail. That looks like that's going to be funded. And then we will be paving a lot of roads. And in the budget, we have about four major projects for road paving. You know, there's been some discussion, oh, well, we could maybe cut one back and delay it and so forth. But our roads are in such critical shape and need paving. And to delay means that it'll cost more and it'll kind of create, if you will, kind of a traffic jam on needs for paving roads if we don't start now. To a point where I'm hoping and I'm advocating that we go ahead and allocate all the funds that we have in the proposed budget right now with those paving projects so we can scratch them off the list and move on to other needed paving projects next year and even in the years to come. We've kind of become complacent in a way and let our paving projects kind of lag behind, and it's now time to play catch up. Some of the things that we've done in the past, for example, improving our recreation department, we're, you know, winding down on that. The only thing I think on the budget this year is to resurface tennis courts, a couple of tennis courts and things like that. Infrastructure is very important, and we need to start addressing these major, you know, infrastructure projects.
Well, progress is always a good thing. And on that note, we will end this episode of Ask the Mayor. I thank Mayor Taylor for joining us this morning, and we both wish you a pleasant Sunday.